Okay, so I'm here with Jesse Sexton, and you're listening to LK's podcast.
Yo, guys, what's up? I'm Jesse Sexton.
And Jesse Sexton, didn't you just recently start a vlog channel?
Recently is kind of like not the term I'd use because it's been like a year now.
A year?
Yeah, so about a year now.
So not super recently.
No, I wouldn't call it recently.
How far have you grown in that year?
I want to say quite a bit, not just as a YouTuber, but as a person in general, because it's like, it's like taught me a lot, like the struggle and stuff.
How many subs does your channel currently have?
Currently 156 and growing.
And growing. Okay, that's what I figured. Yeah. Mean. And what about like your watch time? Do you know anything about your watch time, like off the top of your head?
You see, it's up and down because like I was at my peak not too long ago with like 1,000 watch minutes, which is like 16 hours.
Yeah, I was currently thinking about starting a vlog channel, but I might, but I don't know yet. But what else? Okay, so I have another question for you. How hard was it to get started?
Okay, so this is a big question because a lot of people just think like it takes a lot, but it depends on like if you want to be like good and dedicate time into it or if you just want to pick up and go, because like you can just pick up a camera and film anything and just like post it as a vlog, and or you can like take time and like watch videos on YouTube and like see like, oh, how should I do this, like how can I do this and like make my banner a bit more colorful and popping and eye-catching, or how to make cool thumbnails that'll catch people's attention, or like how to make content that would revolve around the audience that you have and stuff like that.
Okay, so you've been on YouTube for a little bit now, and
yeah,
you're still getting, what do you think about the algorithm?
Necessarily. I'd rather not read the algorithm. Like for me specifically, like the algorithm doesn't matter to me. I think I know what my audience likes, and that's what's important to me. But I try not to focus on the algorithm because I want to create content that I like creating, mm-hmm. and that other people would like to.
Well, do you think like whenever you do like talk, let's say like we do start talking about the algorithm a little bit, do you try to follow the algorithm a little bit, or do you try to go above and beyond the algorithm?
Above and beyond.
Above and beyond.
Always exceed expectations.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, so another question was that like what is the dangers of starting a YouTube channel?
I wouldn't say...
And how much hate do you get?
Okay, so here's the thing. I wouldn't say there's any quote-unquote dangers at all. But, like, if you're gonna start one, get ready for attention. Because, like, if you're gonna start a YouTube channel, you need to be ready for attention. And you need to be ready for, like, all that coming your way. With me, it wasn't really hate that I got. But I got a lot of attention that I didn't ask for. But I didn't realize that I didn't need to ask for it in order to get it, and I wasn't really comfortable with it, per se, at the start, but, like, on in, I ended up getting more comfortable with it, and it was just, like, a normal thing.
Do you think you ever will be actually YouTube famous?
That's debatable, really, because, like, people have lives these days, and, like, well, any day they should have a life, if you know what I mean, but, like,
yeah,
it just depends on if I want to, like, drop everything and dedicate time. Because I know I can and I know it's possible, but it depends on if that's really the lifestyle I want to live.
Well, another question is that, like, what do you think, like, do you think your, like, relationships, do you think that gets in the way of YouTube at all?
I wouldn't say...
Or is it vice versa? Does YouTube get in the way of relationships?
Okay, so this is really, like, whichever way you look at it, like, if you're wanting to focus more on YouTube, then yes, a relationship would get in the way of that. But then again, if you're, like, wanting to focus more on a relationship, then YouTube is going to get in the way of that, because you got to show, like, attention to people and stuff.
What about starting a gaming channel, perhaps? Do you think them kids that, like, watch Ninja or Dr. Lupo or someone that's big... And they always, there's a lot of kids that probably have a dream of starting a gaming channel and being just like them. What's your advice for them?
First of all, don't try and be just like them, for one. For two, don't think you can just, like, make the gaming channel and expect to, like, blow up, like, with, like, your famous Fortnite snipes, like, or your best ones or something. Because it's not really necessarily like that, because, like, them people have been in the space that they've been in for, like, a while, trying to grow and grow and grow, for one. And for two, trying to, quote-unquote, become like them isn't good because they have something unique that makes them pop and makes them stand out. And that's why they initially got big.
Well, do you think that every YouTuber has their own unique factor?
Yes, of course. Like, let me think of a way to, like, state this. Like, for me, right now, I don't think I have my own unique factor that makes me stand out. I think that's one of the things I'm actually lacking in this space of YouTube. But I feel like everyone needs their own unique thing because then again, if you don't, you're just another normal guy making videos.
Well, like I just heard you talk about normal guys making videos.
Yeah.
Can a normal guy be successful on the YouTube platform?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I believe they could. But then again, it's just like you have to have a reason that someone's watching you. Like, for example, when vlogs first started, I'm going to say vlog because like I'm a vlogger. Mm-hmm. Like, the very first few vlogs was just, like, a normal guy making videos. And then, like, for example, another famous vlogger, David Dobrik, he's just a normal guy filming his life.
Well, what do you think, what advice do you have for them younger guys that watch Jake Paul, David Dobrik, Logan Paul, so on and so forth? What advice do you give them?
First of all, they got to where they are because of another key thing is uniqueness. Like, you just gotta be unique in your own ways. Like, David Dobrik, I'm pretty sure I've watched a few of his videos, and he, like, just films his life, which could be crazy. And then Jake Paul is, like, in this house in L.A., which is where everyone wants to be, and with his friends filming videos and having fun. And then Logan Paul is more of, like, the fun, kind of silly guy that you never know what's going to be going on. And then Casey Neistat lives in New York, and he's basically another one of them average guys that have a crazy life. So it's basically, like, you need to get figuring out what you want in life and how you could make that happen and take it to the next level and make it, like, suitable and entertaining for audiences. So, like, really, it's just, like, it's really whatever. Because, like, them guys, they just, like, they have their own unique thing. So, like, keep that, like, that word, unique, keep it in mind.
Okay, so I'll have another question about, like, how you're talking about the YouTube platform. What about kids, well, not just kids, anyone that is trying to feed off another platform and get popular on that platform and switch it over to YouTube and making that switch?
All the time. All the time. It's been done so many times, like, with TikTok or, like, in the past, which was called Musical.ly, like, there's people that's gotten big off of that and then tried to switch their brand and stuff over to YouTube, and it worked. And then, of course, when Vine died down, you saw a lot of people go from Vine over to YouTube. And
like, got, such as Jake Paul, Logan Paul.
Yeah, and then other people. And they got stupidly big.
Or someone, what about, like, how Ninja was on Twitch? I mean, he's still obviously on Twitch, and that's what he streams on daily, but he also has that YouTube channel with 10 million subs.
But then again, you gotta go to ask yourself, is Ninja really even a YouTuber in general?
Well, first you gotta, well, I don't know. Well, if you have a YouTube channel and you're progressing, I think you're a YouTuber.
Yeah.
But that's just my opinion. I'm not the vlogger here.
Well, you see, it's really confusing because, like, yes, he's on YouTube. Yes, he has, like, millions of subs. But, like, it's really just, like, I wouldn't call him a quote-unquote YouTuber. I would call him more of a streamer and more of a pro gamer than a YouTuber. But then again, if you want to classify him as a YouTuber, then yes, I would go on to say that going on Twitch and getting big and then going to YouTube definitely helped his career.
So you think that him switching to YouTube, like, no, he didn't switch to YouTube, obviously.
No, he's at YouTube whenever he started.
Yeah, he's still on Switch. But, I mean, Twitch, whatever. He didn't make the Switch. Anyways, what I was trying to say is that do you think it was, like, just the thing of having a YouTube channel? Or do you think it was a thing he's getting paid by Twitch, but if he goes to YouTube and he's getting 10 million of subscribers where he has all them followers on Twitch, that he's going to switch to YouTube and he's going to have 10 million followers and get views and also going to make extra money? What do you think it was? Do you think it was just to have a YouTube channel, or do you think it was to make extra money?
I think it was to make extra money because then again, like, I'm not saying that I'm not, like, trying to say, like, what kind of person he is, mm-hmm. but, like, he could be the kind of person that's worried about getting money and stuff while creating the best content. So it's really just, like, a big iffy situation because, like, Twitch, he was already making the content for his fans.
I feel like that's with everyone because most people know, like, whenever you get older, you ain't going to be able to have a YouTube channel forever. Or, well, you are, but you ain't going to be able to necessarily use it when you get to a certain age. You're going to have to kind of retire, I guess.
Yeah, because you're not always going to be big. You're going to, like, die down.
So, what I'm trying to say is he's probably want to just make a little bit of extra money. So, when he does want to retire, I guess, that he would want to,
have, like, some savings up so, like, he don't have to go and get, like, a job or something.
Well, what's your advice for kids that are just, like, let's say, like, they just vlog about a certain thing, like a shoe collection. Vlog about, like, let's just say turtles or pet stuff. Like, just stuff like that. They just have one certain topic, that a collection of something. That's what they do. Or they, like, them people that do all the dumpster diving videos.
Yeah.
And, like, more people that want to start doing that stuff. What's your advice for them?
Like, if you want, like, you mentioned dumpster diving, and, like, mm-hmm. if they're wanting to start doing that, like, there's, like, already a lot of people in that space. So, like, again, that one keyword I keep saying is uniqueness. Like, you gotta...
But I feel like there's more vloggers than there is dumpster divers.
So, no, for sure, because it's like...
Like, what you're saying about uniqueness is when you're a vlogger, you're gonna have to have more uniqueness than when you're a dumpster diver. Because I only know two... Big, like, because I watch dumpster diving because it's kind of cool. Like, they go in, find all them iPhones and dumpsters and stuff, which I think is pretty cool. But, like, you were saying that uniqueness, you would have to have a lot of uniqueness being a vlogger more than you would a dumpster diver.
Yeah, because there's a whole lot of people in the vlogging space, and especially in the gaming space more than vlogging space, there's a whole lot more people. So that uniqueness factor is going to be harder to find in some places, and it's really just like something that you're gonna have to keep asking yourself is how could I be unique in this area and like have this like this style, like a vlog style, but be different than everyone else.
Well, I want to go back to the gaming space just for a minute. What do you think about gamers that are trying to shop? Should they go with a game like Fortnite that's completely popping? Or do you think they should go to a game that's more like COD and that's still relevant, but it's not irrelevant, so they are getting views from that space?
Here's the thing, because this is really, really tricky to me. But, like, I started out as a gamer, which you should know this.
Yes.
And, like, I didn't do too good. But, like, if I had to say, I would be like, because Fortnite's popping. But then again, every single YouTuber that's a gamer you see most likely is on Fortnite, really.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not that many other people playing those other games that you would like to see. Like, for example, you mentioned Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
There's not that many people in that space, so it'd be easy to start playing Call of Duty.
I don't know. You might not want to misunderstand Call of Duty, because there's still quite a few people in that Call of Duty space.
But there's...
Not as much as Fortnite, I agree.
It's not always about what's the biggest thing, though. Like,
exactly.
Because, like, you got to remember, Fortnite started from one person streaming about it.
Exactly, but there's a lot of people that started by one person streaming about it. Like, well, there's a lot of things that start small, such as Google, Amazon.
Yeah.
All of them things have started in a place, so...
Yeah, they all started, like, really stupidly small. So, like, I would say if you're going to be a gaming channel, because we're talking about YouTube, which you can stream on YouTube, but I'm just going to, like... Put it as, like, upload a day or a week and not just a stream.
Mm-hmm.
I would say try something different. See what works. See what your audience likes and, like, go from there.
Okay.
Like, say, for example, you upload a Grand Theft Auto video this day and it gets, like, 200 views. And then you go and upload a Call of Duty video this day and it gets, like, 250 views, and then a Fortnite video the next day, and it gets so much views. I would go by what the majority of the views are, and then go from there and try and recreate that. And if it gets just as much views, then you know what your audience is like and what they like.
There's one thing that, well, I dipped my toe into the pool of gaming there for a little bit too.
Yeah.
And there's one thing I wish I would have did. I wish, I'm not dissing YouTube or anything, but I wish I would have started with Switch. I'll tell you why. I mean, Twitch, not Switch. I don't know why I keep saying that, but Twitch. Just because Twitch, you can get money and you don't have to have a certain amount of subs. Like, people can donate to you whenever you have one follower.
Yeah.
That's the thing that'll help. So, if you ever find like, a few people that will just watch your videos donate to you. Like, not on regularly, because you're not that big, so you ain't gonna get a lot of donations. But YouTube, you have to have, I think it's like 2,000 subs, if I'm not mistaken. That's whenever you can start. Well, you can go ahead and start an AdSense, like, whenever you're small. But, yeah.
Get money more, and I see that, but, like, then again, that would, like, take your brand and, like, not just your brand, but, like, your skill set, too, to, like, a whole new level from YouTube, and it's definitely going to be easier, I would think, but then again, I'm not the Twitch person here.
I don't, okay, this is my reason. I know where I was coming from now that I think about it. I'm going to rethink this just for a second. Most Twitch streamers, or most, like, YouTubers or anything, they like to start on Twitch just because that money that they can get instantly because someone can donate to them.
Yeah.
And someone that can donate to him would mean a lot, but that doesn't mean you're instantly going to get donated to.
I think if you're going to go into this space, you obviously, at the beginning, do not need to be thinking of money, though. Because, like,
yeah,
that money is, like, it's like getting ice cream with whipped cream on top. Like, the ice cream's good, but the whipped cream on top makes it better. But then again, if you can't get the whipped cream on top, the ice cream's still going to be good. So.
Exactly. But another thing I was about to say about Twitch is there's going to be a lot of people that is going to start just because of that money, because that clout that they can get instantly.
Yeah.
So it might be better to start off with YouTube, because there's going to be a lot more people starting on Twitch, so you wouldn't have as much of a competition.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm not a gamer, but if I was a gamer, here's what I would actually do. I would start my YouTube channel, mm-hmm. I would upload a few videos, and then I would take my content over to Twitch and start, like, streaming on Twitch, and then maybe that would get some people watching my Twitch videos, and then get it all the way over and get them watching my YouTube videos to, like, get, like, best moments and stuff.
Okay, Jesse, we are actually running low on time. I'm sorry I had to cut it short, but I'm happy you came and got to talk with us a little bit today. And I guess I will just, hopefully I can get someone else in for the next episode. But we'll go ahead and just wrap up this episode, and then I guess I'll see y'all in episode 2.
Yeah, sure, man. It was a pleasure to come on the podcast with you today and talk to you about YouTube. And remember, guys, if you're going to start a channel, it's not that hard. You just got to click the create a channel button.
Okay, thank you. See you.